This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show to check in with that guy who protects Aaron Rodgers' backside. He is Packers left tackle, David Bakhtiari. David, thanks for a few minutes. As always, man, how are you doing this afternoon?
Think you can say protect
doing well. We're doing well. We're doing better than I think a lot of Packers fans are right now, David. And I always try to preach patience and be the level-headed person here on the Wendy's Big Show. And I've continued to do that this year because this isn't the first slow start you guys have gotten off to. We remember, of course, Aaron Rodgers telling everybody to R-E-L-A-X. We remember Aaron Rodgers saying you guys would run the table. Does this feel different in any way to you guys in that locker room than other seasons that maybe didn't get off to the start that you wanted them to get off to?
I mean, every season's different. The way I look at it right now is we're one game out from the leader in our division. And like I said, you got to take care of your division, make sure in the playoff picture you get at least 10 wins, let everything sort out, people worrying about playoffs. But like I said, I mean, we're going into week six. You know, there's still, you know, after this game, there's still 10 more games to be played. Technically counting this one, 11. So still very early on. Still teams are kind of figuring themselves out. I think, were the Chiefs 5-0 a couple of their years, and they ended up either one not even going to the playoffs or two, got knocked out first round. So, I mean, kind of you got to let everything play itself out.
What about the Lions defense going up against them now with this new coaching staff? Thoughts on what they brought against you that maybe you hadn't seen before?
I thought they did a good job with what they were able to do. They definitely had some things schemed up based on what we did in the run game with a couple of our downhill runs that I noticed. Don't want to go into depth with that. Just going to kind of leave it as bland as possible. But
I thought he was in the bathroom, but I heard an alarm.
Scheme, but I thought we were able to be effective. And then obviously the game kind of went the way it went, and we had to stray from the run game to kind of get ourselves back in the game.
The rookie wide receivers, how were they adjusting throughout this game? Did it seem like their heads were swimming a little bit, or how were they reacting as the game was going along?
I mean, I thought they did a good job overall. You know, guys made plays. A little hiccups here and there, but I mean, I remember my first game starting. There were a couple times where Aaron's checking and auto blowing, and I had no idea what was even going on. And you have growing pains. You're going to learn through it. So. Thought through and through, they did a good job, but I mean, like I said, you know, this is a quick league. When you get thrown in the fire, you got to pick it up, and you got to try to minimize any mistake if possible to earn not only the trust of the organization but also of Aaron.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second then, because when we talk about 12, and obviously he's the clear leader of the offense, it's his football team, yada yada yada. We always talk about all this, but how is he dealing with the young guys, like say you or young wide receivers or young running backs, as far as helping you to learn what's going on and educate you without embarrassing you?
I think it's a fine balance between, because you don't want to press on a guy too much or, you know, belittle him too much in the beginning, but you also don't want to coddle him as well. And that's one thing I remember. There were times where, you know, Aaron would yell at me or, you know, put me in my place when I was a young rookie. And then there are other times, you know, he put his arm around me and like kind of bring me along. And that's that good balance you need. You need that kind of tough love on both sides, kind of good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things I would like to know, the team has to stay together. We know this kind of stuff. So if you look at a guy like Mason Crosby, who's been there, who's stepped up and made kicks over and over again. We saw something with Aaron Rodgers going over to him, talking to him. I mean, in your opinion, do you think it's best sometimes to let a guy just, you know, leave him alone, or you want to communicate with him, or you just let a guy kind of, you know, fight through it himself? What is your take on that?
You know, personally for me, there's been instances with people that, you know, I I let them have their own time to themselves. There's mm-hmm. times where I put my arm around them. There's times I've yelled at guys. It really kind of depends on the scenario, the person you're dealing with, and the point in time. So for me, if you're going to talk about Mason, I mean, I just let him have his time. I mean, obviously, yeah. you know how solid he's been throughout the years. And, I mean, hell, I mean, everybody doesn't have their day. And clearly that's what happened with Mason. But to say I've lost confidence in him or any of this stuff, I mean, look what the guy's done in his past history. Yeah. You know, I remember having someone ask me in the locker room at the end of the game. They were talking about Mason and almost trying to have me almost say something bad against Mason. I said, look, you know, I've been in this stadium before my rookie year and have given up 2 or 2.5 sacks. You know, I've had a bad day. So everyone has a bad day. And, you know, we share the same stadium now where we had a bad day. That's just what happens.
Yeah, I think – I think that's the best way to handle it. Now, I'm going to get to the game a little bit because I don't really want to talk a whole lot about Detroit because I want to really move on to San Francisco. But the thing in Detroit, I did not give the offensive line 2 sacks in these particular 2 plays, the 2 strip fumbles. One of them, Aaron is outside the pocket. You know, he can probably throw it. So I know some of these go down as sacks and fumbles. Then the other one, it seemed like a communication problem with Lane Taylor and Corey Linsley. 93 just kind of splits them and causes a fumble and get that, then they score and make it 24-0. I mean, are you guys communicating a lot of this stuff? Is it just breakdowns? What can you say about this kind of stuff?
The first one, I mean, there's not much you can do.
Yeah, the guy just ran almost 100 yards.
I mean, you look at the film, you review it, you move on, you know.
Yeah.
There's not much you can ask us to do. The second one is, you know, bullets are flying. You got to make checks so quick, and you hike the ball. And, you know, this game is all about, you know, the any given Sunday, this game is all about inches, you know. The game of inches. It's so minuscule, but, I mean, just how much more you set to a side or don't set, it can be the difference of having a good block or being able to split a block. You know, communication is huge, and obviously on road games, it makes it harder. But, I mean, not much really else I can say on that.
Talking with Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show. Aaron Rodgers running around and hanging on to the ball for a long time is nothing new. And we've talked with you about that in the past. And you say, yeah, sometimes you wish he would throw it a little sooner. But he also makes some great things happen with his feet. But this is a different situation than we've seen in the past, David, with him and that injured left knee. Has anybody, you or anybody else that you know of, pulled Aaron aside and said, look, man, now of all times, just get rid of the ball a little quicker. Let your teammates help you out a little bit more than you've leaned on him in the past until that knee is right? Because, David, I didn't think he was getting up from one of those scrambles. I don't remember who the defender was, but somebody landed right on that sprained left knee that he's been hobbling around with for a few weeks. Has anybody said to Aaron, let us help you help this team win football games? You don't have to do it all by yourself and hang on to the ball for 6-7 seconds every time you drop back.
You know, Aaron's going to do Aaron, and he's going to play his game, and I'm going to do my job. And if that's for me to block for 1.5 or 7 seconds, that's what I'm going to do.
So that's a no.
Nobody's talking to Aaron. Aaron's going to do, like he said, what Aaron wants to do. Right. Exactly.
He didn't
right.
say it exactly like that.
I didn't say it like that.
He did not say it like that.
I did not say it like that.
Thank you.
Think there are people that are talking. That's obviously why you have coaching, and that's why you review film and you correct mistakes. But like, at the end of the day, you see what he's done in his career and what he's able to make happen. And, you know, sometimes he should throw the ball earlier, and there's other times that when he doesn't throw the ball earlier and he extends the play, it's like magic, and people can be yelling, like, throw the ball now, what are you doing? And then he extends the play and throws a touchdown instead of a
15-yard game. Yeah, that's a good answer.
It's always hindsight 20/20 of like, oh, see, I told you. You know, it's always good he held on the ball, or when something bad happens when he holds on the ball too long, it's like he should have thrown the ball quicker. So it's really just, you know, that's us playing hindsight. I'd let the man that's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day choose what he wants to do.
That's right.
That's the way I answer that.
Man, I shouldn't count to 8 seconds right. And watch you still out there blocking your tail end off, trying to hold your damn block, man.
Look, he's going to do him, and I'm going to do job the best.
Hey, all I'm saying is, next contract, you mark down all the times you block for 7 or 8 seconds. You bring that up. That's all I'm saying.
I'll say this, and I don't usually boast publicly.
But yeah.
I think you would find it. I'd be very curious to see anyone else in the league, or you know, even before my time, having you know these amount of extended plays and blocking for this long. It's not something very common. And though I'm very blessed to be able to do it, I mean, shoot, there's going to come a point in time where I'm just going to be just a really good left tackle. Where 3 seconds, 2 seconds, that's the job I'm supposed to do, and that's really it, man.
Yeah, I'm not saying this to blow smoke.
Everybody,
David.
Stand and cheer for David Bakhtiari. He hit it right on the head. Ain't nobody else David, having a block as David, long as he is and doing it as good David, as he is.
David, I'm gonna just tell you something. If Sparky agreeing with you, it's a headline.
I'm with you.
So do not let this guy pull you into that bait, man. I'm
hey,
telling
man,
you.
I'll just be
you
your
don't
PR
want
guy.
This guy to agree with you.
I'll be your PR guy going forward.
Oh,
just
hell
send,
no.
You send ain't everybody to me. I'll take Chop. Care of it.
Look.
Man. I got you.
I'm not saying this to blow smoke because David is our guest every week, but there's a reason that when Pro Football Focus and some of these other websites that grade out performances on a week-to-week basis almost always have David Bakhtiari as the number one left tackle in the league, and it's because of what you just laid out, David. You're doing more than a lot of left tackles are asked to do in this league on a week-to-week basis. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
And no other left tackle is going to get to slam Rami through a table other than you.
See, he allegedly. Forgot. He forgot all about
it's
that.
All
on fire.
On fire table, right.
You didn't have to bring
for
that
charity.
Up.
For the kids. For the
we
kids.
Didn't, we didn't have to bring that up. And what do you know? We're
Rami
out of
doesn't
time.
Want to help kids.
We're all out of time, David.
Yeah, don't answer that.
That's Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari. He joins us every Tuesday at 4:35. Dave, we always appreciate it. We always appreciate the openness and the honesty when we ask you these questions, man. Thanks a lot.
No worries, guys. Take care.
And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from
man,
Great Midwest Bank.
Now.
You should be clapping for him, too.
Dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.